And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Notice no intro, right? It's just getting right into it. Why? Well, because. Think about it. Have a great show lined up for you tonight. It's Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Gen 6 and Renaissance Precious Metals, a good friend of mine. And as a matter of fact, quarter century, basically, together. And it's just, wow. Just a lot of history there. A lot of things to talk about, including it. But, the news, interestingly enough, CHICOM hackers, of course, potential saboteurs, spies, hackers from China getting busted around the world. Isn't that, boy, what a surprise. Be still my heart. Tell me something that we really don't or shouldn't know. That's a good thing. It's a good thing, but obviously, but is it too little too late? We're going to be talking about that tonight as well. Just, I want to advise you of a schedule change because of some things here. Next week, it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Monday and Friday, I'm going to have to have off. And that they may carry for a week or two or more. Okay, just advising. So it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday shows next week. Monday and Friday off. I apologize, but I will say this. On the days that I'm not here, we will be working closely with Saving Children, Save the Children, Save Them, and their team, Vets for Child Rescue, as well as Save Them. So Shatter Ops, Save Them, and Vets for Child Rescue. So with that, I want to welcome Steve. Steve, how are you, sir?
Well, good, Doug, and kind of I think we're at the right place at the right time, and I want people to understand the biggest point that is my sticking point on all of the Epstein files. No one's talking about the children, very few. All of the BS, all of the cover-up, all of the lies, all of the subterfuge, and I watched a video today, Alan Dershowitz, he said he's seen the whole list. You saw that too.
Yep.
But where are the children? I said this too, Doug. Maui, why is it that we can lose all these children? And when I say lose, watch them be stolen into the most perverted sex and satanic ritual abuse in the world. And, mainstream Christianity just basically blows it off. And now we're at a point, and we'll talk about it tonight, where in my opinion, it's going to get so difficult. I'm sorry, I got a lot of light. I want to use the daylight, and I apologize, everybody. For sunlight in Bozeman has been a rare event. I'll try and get this controlled.
No worries, man. You need to suck up that sun. I'm telling you right now. I can go out. For the last 2 days, I spent like an hour outside reading and going through some paperwork, and I'll tell you what, it's the best thing for you. So let that sun shine in on you, man.
Yep, I want to sing Let the Sun Shine In. And I think tonight is going to come as a shock to a lot of people, and it should. I don't know, Doug, and you and I have talked about this off screen in our personal phone calls. Everybody forgets that Jesus said it would have been better for people not to have been born, and think about who's covering up, and to cause these little ones to stumble, that's little children, and they would end up, it would be better if they had a millstone tied around their neck and drowned in the deepest sea. So I call that the millstone factor. Who, God even asked it in the Old Testament, who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? You know what? The following passage doesn't give much hope, because the only way that this thing could be stopped, in my opinion, is by concerted repentance and prayer. And God, I'm talking about the whole Epstein fiasco. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this is critical is everybody who has been compromised, the pedophile perverts, the guys who are adulterers, the people who are stealing, you know, huge, I'm talking billions of dollars, they can be blackmailed to do whatever they want. And I'm telling you, this is why we're seeing such an estrangement from the truth. We're seeing such a derangement syndrome, in my opinion, in the United States. We're seeing the most schizophrenic. And you know, Doug, I know you and I have talked about this, but tonight we're going to talk about how come, and I know this is going to sound simple, how come most of America, including most of the politicians, can't add two and two? Now, that sounds like a pretty, you know, traumatic charge, but it's...
Well, they can't tell a difference between a man and a woman, half of them. And you know, it's so disingenuous, I believe. It's just me, though. But they're pushing this ideology of this demonic ideology. I mean, it's crazy. So two and two, male and female, all the basics, yeah, out the door. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, and I think that's the point I want to make tonight. In the entire narrative of lies, and I'm on record saying the nation that lies dies, and God has a lot to say about lying lips. They're an abomination to him. Yet, where is truth? And, you know, I see famous people on the TV speaking for the administration. They've got crosses on, you know, and yet they forget that was the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that he shed his life so we didn't have to walk in the kingdom of lies and darkness. Now, I'm telling everybody this, apart from Jesus and apart from the word of God, there is no truth. And they can say, well, that's your truth. That's not mine. Truth is objective. Truth is empiric. And you can't say, oh, I don't believe in gravity. Well, if you do, I'll take you on a helicopter ride. Or better yet, I'll ask, no, I don't want to involve him in it. I was going to say, I'll take Gary Haven, have him take, and I'll tell him, okay, since you don't believe in gravity, step out, pal. And I know that sounds, oh, that's so harsh. What does it take to give everybody a slap on the face and give them a reality break? And Doug, you know, I think, I guess, more of a reality check. I'm sorry, I'm trying to move my stupid screen. I think that we're so far gone. And ladies and gentlemen, what do people believe? Now, I want to talk about AI tonight. I want to talk about quadrillions. That's a number with 15 zeros after it. A quadrillion. Now, everybody should now know a trillion is 1,000 billion, and 1,000 trillion is a quadrillion. But the numbers are becoming so vast, so, how should I say this, so problematic that most people's heads spin. But the job for you and I, Doug, is to keep people's head on their shoulders and keep them from trying to spin, like in a scene from the Exorcist movie. Although, I think if there were still enough exorcists, they should be turned loose in Congress and basically say, go for it. Probably the greatest mass deliverance in history. It isn't going to happen. So I want everyone to recognize something. The borrower is servant to the lender. How can we as a nation function when we're going to be close to $40 trillion debt? Now, I want to make it clear, everyone, that's the official number that's put out there. There's two other steps beyond that. There's a secondary set of books, and that's exasperating and astonishing. Then there's the third set of books, and those are the real numbers. So when we talk about a financial meltdown, we're seeing that beginning, first of all, in Germany, i.e. David Wilkerson's vision, 1973, we're seeing Deutsche Bank now. And I got the numbers. The latest numbers are $167 trillion in derivative debt. Now, that's only level one. Then those who bought the debt and repackaged it, and again, Warren Buffett called derivatives weapons of mass destruction. It's like you own a mortgage, Doug, and someone sells it 10,000 times, okay?
Yeah,
10,000
yeah.
times, and or even more than that. But we're talking about the distress of nations, and in order for the Antichrist, which means in place of Jesus Christ, he has to come in to a scene wrecked on the world stage. And that's why, you know, you can't have big, beautiful bills because they don't exist. Now, there's big and beautiful bills. You get them in the mail, every day. But I'm talking now about the astonishing lack of reality. And Eric, I'm going to have you put up the article on quadrillion because this is so critical, everyone. We hear about Elon Musk. We hear about all these different people. NVIDIA, we hear about Meta, we hear about Google, but I want everyone to read this, and I think it's important. U.S. intelligence on red alert, China's quantum processor outpaces supercomputers by one quadrillion times, and Google's Willow is now under siege. And it says this, in a groundbreaking development that could redefine the future of technology, Chinese researchers have unveiled, I won't even try and pronounce that, Zhuknongzi or whatever, 3.0 quantum processor, boasting a speed of one quadrillion times faster than the world's most advanced supercomputers. And it goes on to say, again, surpassing Google's acclaimed Willow chip. Now, a quadrillion is a big number. The United States and even Elon Musk, Colossus, he's talking about 1 million processing chips. But these are levels of magnitude that are unimaginable. And as we get into the rest of this, most people don't even can't imagine a quadrillion. And a quadrillion is a lot of money. But I think it's important that this is a race that the United States is losing. Look, when you tell the truth, it's not espionage. It's not propaganda. It's open source. And the U.S. intelligence agencies better be on red alert because this is a phenomenal and a very disturbing, soon to be devastating advance. And when you see that headline, Doug, and I'm not going to, you know, don't belabor it, do whatever you feel comfortable. But that startled me. It did. It really startled me.
Well, okay. Here's my question for you. So U.S. intelligence on red alert is the headline. China's quantum processor outpaces supercomputers by one quadrillion. Google's Willow now under siege. Okay, so exactly what are what does that even mean? Okay, so what are the computers being used for? I understand the speed, but is it...
You would say, what does anybody need a computer like that for?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what you're asking, and I don't mean to,
that's fine.
Try and second guess you, but the more power, the more computing power, in essence, the entities that are infusing the whole AI, in my opinion, I'm on record, so I'm not apologizing for it. It's basically alien implants. Now, when I say alien, I'm not talking about little gray demons. I'm not talking about big blue Palladians. I'm talking about interdimensional creatures and interdimensional entities that exist out of our time and space, but have the ability to come into our quantum and our space. So one of the things that's critical is to deceive mankind. There are people that will yield and give their power unto the beast. Now, this is not the mark of the beast. This is the technology that the beast will use. And I think it becomes more and more astonishing that to say a quadrillion times faster, look, NVIDIA and everybody is pulling their, joint efforts to try and get through, trillions, and they call them petaflops, PETA flops, exaflops. And I mean, they go into numbers, Doug, that are so beyond realm. Now, they mean something to computer scientists, but the bottom line is it's TC, total control. And I think what is critical tonight is to understand when you, and this makes it easy, when you're trying to deal with big terms like quantum entanglement, singularity, superpositioning, and all of the things that are associated in Einstein's statement that all that stuff is spooky action at a distance, that doesn't really help. But what's critical is that these guys are tapping in to the spirit world, and the spirit world is even consisting of entities that are identifying themselves, entities that are, how should I say, making their presence known, and also entities that have real names. And if you want to know the names, look at the Book of Enoch. In the Glyph Project, and I'm going to bring this up, we're getting so much feedback from these entities, and those of you who are the Glyph subscribers will know this. They say, oh, you've learned our language. And Jesus commanded the gathering demoniac, and the chained to the walls of the cave, outside the cave, to what is your name? And the demons inside the gathering demoniac said, we are legion, for we are many. I think one of the greatest misunderstanding about spiritual warfare, and I pray I can make this point, is the fact that we're not dealing with numbers, that's a platoon, or that's a legion of 6,000. These are an innumerable number of angels, the Bible says, and one third of whatever innumerable is, that is who we wrestle against, that who is making war on us. And it's about time that, and God knows, I've said this so many times, we wish that Russ were alive and was alive, because I said, the Lord God, he had so much to teach. And I'm not trying to question the Lord, but what's problematic is that we're now watching, if you will, some of the most evil brought into our dimension. And this is something I want to say. You and I, it was in 2011. I want to read something. Sorry, but this is my book, Xenogenesis.
Oh, yeah.
And you contributed to this. If somebody would want to know what I have determined to be the most important chapter in all my books, this one would be called Under the Rainbow. I'll lay up the history of it, ladies and gentlemen. A friend of mine, I pray he's still alive, I don't know that he is, will be ex-special operations guy who is real. Not a wannabe, not a claim to be, but he was the real deal. And what was fascinating is that he got a call from a former pretty high-ranking CIA guy. Now, I mean high-ranking. I think he was a DDO, Deputy Director of Operations. And what I want people to understand is that this was written, I think it was written in 2011. No, 2014. The first edition was written in 2011. And I want everyone to understand this. Again, it says, my friend's account. I don't know if I'm straight or not. I mean, straight in the pages. I know I'm straight. But the point is that I want everyone to listen to this. And this is important, or I wouldn't take the time on this important podcast broadcast. Now, I saw, in my opinion, a moron, and I forget his name, saying there's no such thing as weather modification. May I say this? In my opinion, he is a dumb hyena. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know the 200 plus patents. He doesn't understand the electromagnetic attenuation of the atmosphere. And I mean, it's just inane. And, I can issue all the challenges. I have yet to have anybody take it up. We'll get to that in a minute. And here's what he said. And this is important, Doug, and I wouldn't take the time.
No, please do.
Out of the blue, Langley called me. He wanted to know if I was aware of chemtrails. Now, listen to this. His question caught me by surprise, as I had been aware of the unusual spraying of these man-made contrails for some time, but had never brought the subject up to him. My friend Will was a very good friend of this man, and all the revelation you're going to hear from now was a deathbed confession. And I can go so far as to say, I believe the deathbed confession was from Will's control. When I say that, everybody who's a real agent usually has a higher up they report to. So I'm going to read this. He said, Langley, they are trying to remove the Alpha and the Omega. He told me that he has been involved during the Vietnam War with a Blazer project. Blazer had several compartments, and it was interesting that it was partially based on weather modification during the time of the Vietnam War. He told me that most of the Blazer work was cutting edge, but pretty much standard operational use of frequencies and materials. But then he goes on, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, and he said this is critical. He was concerned, though, with the ramifications of the darker aspects of Blazer, primarily the attempts to tap into and manipulate the other dimensions in the spiritual realm. Now, I want everyone to understand that. And this title is Under the Rainbow. I will absolutely describe what was described to me. Think of a rainbow. This is Mr. Langley, a DDO, Deputy Director of Operations. I never asked his name. By the way, I never asked names. Why would it be important if someone's willing to either lay down their life or, basically dying? This is a deathbed confession. Think of a rainbow, all the colors flowing together like a river. Now envision a river of all that power being channeled toward the sea. The river has a path and a direction and is held in check by the banks of the river. Imagine that the far bank is the Alpha and the near bank is the Omega. If either bank is overcome, the result is chaos, a flood. So the Alpha and Omega, the banks of the river, hold the power of the river in check. Now, I understood this concept, Will speaking. Now, Mr. Langley, it's just easier to say Mr. Langley instead of the CIA guy. Now imagine, he continued, that the colors of the rainbow are different frequencies of energy, all being held in check. Now, this is the critical part, okay? It's not just pretty blues and pinks. Oh, look at that pretty rainbow. Listen to this. That the colors of the rainbow are different frequencies of energy, all being held in check by the banks that are the Alpha Omega frequencies. Jesus said he is the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Life is orderly as long as these two frequencies are there and doing what they do. We don't often see rainbows, but God created the rainbow as a visible sign to us that he is in control of all the forces of nature and spirits on this planet. We appreciate it when we see a rainbow. It is somehow a spiritual comfort to us. All is well, so to speak. Now, I want you all to remember, this is God's rainbow. It isn't the rainbow usurpation by the LGBTQXYZ people. There's a reason they use a rainbow, and in essence, they're saying all of God's barriers are down. Now, think of this. His tone, Langley's, became more serious and ominous. What they are working on, and it's very black ops, is a way to remove the Alpha Omega, the banks that hold all of this in check. This would allow the intermingling of forces that are all now kept separate from one another, forces that were not intended to be together and operating on the same dimensional plane of existence. It will be this unleashing of chaos onto the earth. And so he goes on, and again, it's important that people understand this. I want to say this. I don't know how many more of these books I have because I'm not printing any more of the books. I'm not writing any more books. And I consider chapter 13, interesting, Under the Rainbow, the most critical paragraph and revelation that's ever come to my mind and ever come to me at any point. So the nature of this is important, because when you read about Lucifer before he got kicked out of heaven, he walked amongst the stones of fire. And in essence, the stones of fire have been associated with different planets and different rare gems, you know, the topaz, the sardonyx, the sardonyx, all of the different rare jewels. And by the way, that was what kept the high priest alive, because he wore a different stone on his ephod. That's like a breastplate. And he went in the Holy of Holies. And no man can stand in the presence of God without that. Excuse me a minute.
That's true.
Bless you.
Thank you. The important thing about this is that every barrier that the living God had placed in the heavens on earth is being torn down. It's being taken away. And that's why those who know the Bible will know this, that God is going to, after the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, Jesus will reign on earth for 1,000 years. And after that, God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. So when Mr. Langley went on to say, they're trying to manipulate reality, they're trying to disassociate human beings from what I would call absolute truth. And when somebody says, oh, there's no absolutes, what's your truth? I said, truth is truth. And, you know, when somebody says, oh, there are no absolutes, I said, well, you just made one. And I want Christians to understand, you are in the arena of faith. If you'll take your stand in the arena of faith for the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't end up most likely in the arenas of death. Because in essence, ladies and gentlemen, the plan is to basically annihilate all Christians. And the point is critical, that the basis of everything you see going on the planet is the destruction of humanity, lock, stock, down to the last woman, last child. And this is what's so heinous, so wicked about COVID-19. I remember from the first day, Doug, that I started talking to you on the, you know, talking to you on your program. And then I came down with COVID. I wasn't vaccinated. I just had a couple of really black helicopters to thank. And, you know, they almost wiped me out. And I got sick while Russ was sick and dying. And I mean, you know, obviously took his life and Shelley. It would have taken mine if it were not for the intercessors. I went into a hospital, and Dr. Mengele's daughter or great-granddaughter was going to whack me with remdesivir and, you know, put me on a ventilator. Thank God my wife was there, and I put on my wristband says, do not resuscitate, do not ventilate. And I got out of there within 24 hours because they wanted, you know, I'm 74, so I would have been 70, 71 in those days, and they wanted to whack me. Well, I guess I was worth $39,000 if they had whacked me. So when Mr. Langley goes into this much detail, and I hear some wannabe hyena, my opinion, in Washington said, oh, there's no weather modification, that's just all conspiracy. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, unless hell is telling him what to talk about. He doesn't understand 200 plus patents. He doesn't understand high atmospheric ionospheric heating, atmospheric and ionospheric heating. He doesn't get it. Yet when you put somebody out there that basically, you know, doesn't know his head from another part of his body, and he turns upside down, and where his mouth should be, he's talking out of the wrong side of his, you know, biological creation. That's a nice way of saying what everybody should figure out what I'm saying. We're in a fight for our lives, both physical and eternal. And I'm not, by the grace of God, I refuse to roll over to talk to morons, okay? And again, we're watching the greatest usurpation, the greatest violation of truth in the universe. Because again, we were all taught that you can't, you know, what's this spirit world stuff? Yet Google's, good night, Willow Chip comes along And why is it that there are entities that are named in the book of Enoch, which were in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are being translated? And how is it that our Glyph Project started 3 years ago with that assumption? And they talk, you know, it's a long story how they do it, but they identify themselves and they even challenge. And I remember this is in the Glyph Report. Oh, how clever, you've learned our language. Another glyph said, no one will believe you. And, you know, in essence, we go on. But now we're seeing computational, I would say this, values beyond what anybody could have imagined, you know? So the goal is to have Lucifer himself, his name was Satan when he got kicked out of heaven, and, you know, there are people who want to challenge me. Go read the basic chapters of Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. So in essence, I've never seen the pages of the book of Revelation, of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, come alive before all our eyes. But what we're trying to do, Doug, you are, I am, and all of us that are trying to warn people, as the truth comes before our eyes, there will be a coordinated launching of massive amounts of lies. And as I've said before, I'll reiterate, a nation that lies dies. And so, you know, when as a Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? He didn't see truth when it was standing before him. And it's problematic when I said people can't add two and two. It's that nobody wants to do the footwork or the legwork. I mean, if everybody knew, and I'm just using you as an example of what you do through, you know, when you do a real investigation, whether you're dealing with blood spatter evidence and all the stuff you've taken classes on. I mean, there's a lot, is there not, of technique, technology to make sure all your I's are, you know, dotted and your T's are crossed. Go ahead and answer that.
Oh, yeah. You know, yes, there's a science to it, and there's an art to it as well, but it's based on scientific principles, pretty much like everything you're talking about. I just want to address one thing you said too about about people, for example, in Washington saying, well, there's no such thing as weather modification or, which you're seeing, you know, idiot, that those are normal contrails as opposed to geoengineering. I'm convinced that we have a combination of morons and demonic, or people with demonic intent in DC, throughout DC, throughout our leadership, both federal and state, and even down to county and local. And so, you know, what you were saying about, for example, about people who deny certain things. I just remember, Steve, dealing with the last biggest, largest investigation we addressed, and that was the attempted assassination of President Trump and the murder of Corey Compatore and the wounding of a couple of other people. To watch a House member, a very well respected conservative, you know, has all the right leanings, just deny the obvious, the things that you know, we point out, and they say, no, that didn't. No, it's not like it. Well, here's the evidence that we had come up with. Oh, well, no. Well, then tell me why. Well, because it didn't happen that way. Well, why? Because we ran the numbers. We ran certain things and certain tests. And well, because they said it didn't happen that way. Well, who's they? It's, you know, the people in power. So it's kind of a circular, it's a circle jerk out there. Okay. So either the people out there are, like you mentioned, either they're lacking knowledge or they're intentionally demonic in nature. They don't want the truth to be out there. And you know, there is only one truth. The truth is truth, and it's unyielding. And, you know, people don't like that. People don't like the fact that you hit them with truth, and they they're uncomfortable with that because that's not what they want. That's not what they desire. They want to have their, and truth makes people uncomfortable too, especially if you are somebody who adheres to, theories or issues that are not, connected to true, to the truth. I mean, the real truth. So that's all. But to answer your question that you initially asked, yes, it's all based on a scientific analysis. It's got to pass certain, I don't want to say peer review, but you better have your act together. Let me tell you that. You better have your act together. You better know what the hell you're talking about. You're going to be really embarrassed. And no one wants that. So there you go.
Well, thank you. And again, I want tonight, as I present the difference between China's advanced technology and the United States, I would say this, 30 to 40 year behind the eight ball technology. And Eric, if you put up the list I sent you earlier, we'll go through them one by one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this comes out of my private briefing, and those who get the private briefing, I've had people in former intel officers, former military guys, and for the record, when the late Sue Bradley was alive 20-some years ago, she worked for Admiral Thomas Moore, who was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And she listened to me, and one time she went to Admiral Moore. Look, I'm not flattering myself, I'm just telling you. He said to Sue, she went on a interview with me, listen to Steve, he's the only one telling the truth. By that, he meant talking about spiritual warfare as it applied to our dimension. Now, and for the record, he ended up getting murdered, although they wouldn't admit he was murdered, and not because of me, but he was taking a stand for righteousness, and that's something that does not exist in today's military, in my opinion. So, Eric, if you would put that up, I want people to understand what's going on with China, what's going on with Russia, and how you can't tell the head of Russia that you're going to beat the shit out of them or whatever. I think it's important, and I use that word because that is a direct quote from the president of the United States. And you saw that article, right, Doug? I guess I lost Doug.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I did.
Okay.
I did. I saw sorry about that. My video was flickering and I had to reset the computer. But yeah.
So I'm not making anything up, and I better bloody well know, and I know what the word bloody means. I'm sorry that's offensive, but you know what's offensive? We got 250 million Americans at risk because we've got, in my opinion, we have ignorant we've got ignorant politicians, a military that's so far behind the eight ball that they simply don't or won't concede where China's at. And Eric, can you make that a little sharper for me? Or I'll go to the original if you want. But what you just put up on the screen, we'll go through that item by item. So, Doug, what this is, and if you can see it clearer than I can, you can read them and then, you know, one by one, and I'll respond to each one. Because when Eric put up the screen, it was all, you know, kind of modeled. I couldn't read it. I can go to my
yeah. Yeah, me either.
Okay.
All right.
But what you're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, is you're going to see the collective wisdom and input by a lot of people who have quit the intelligence agencies, and I don't know their name at my request. I know I made contact with them through certain individuals, but my number one operational statement is I don't want to know who, I want to know what. And I keep certain information, especially when it comes to giants, absolutely close to the cuff. I've heard people try and email me and tell me stuff I said 20 years ago. I said, well, nice try, but I said that a long time ago. So it's important. And look, I tell everyone, you better take what I'm saying tonight to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. If you do not know him, I would encourage everyone to ask the Lord, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me, because we're going into the biggest crap storm that's ever been on the planet. Jesus said there's never been any time like it, nor would be again. And if God didn't shorten the time for the Alexei, there we go, you know, there'd be no flesh left alive. I posted an article yesterday or the day before where scientists are they're watching basically the time speed up. And I think it's critical because this isn't just jargon. So, Doug, if you will read each one of these, and I'll respond.
All right. Number one, regarding the new Chinese quantum computer system, 1A, the fastest classical supercomputer can do 1.7 million times 1 billion instructions per second, or in math and computer speak, 1.7 exaflops. Sorry for laughing. Exaflops. A flop is a floating point math operation like a like multiply or divide. Okay, so you want me to stop there or continue with the one with the ones?
Yeah, we'll just do one. Okay, understand we're talking, and I'll throw the quantum word out there. We're talking about quantum levels of computer power and empowering that there is simply mind-blowing ramifications. We'll get the ramifications. Now, go ahead and do 1B, if you would, please.
The Google Willow quantum computer can do about 1 million exa operations per second. Wow. Go figure. That's 1B.
And go ahead and read 1C.
Okay. For a limited type of problems, the new Chinese quantum computer is 1 quadrillion times 1 million times 1 exa instructions per second. I have no idea what I just read.
You know, imagine a quadrillion, one with 15 zeros after it. Now, notice, and what I think is critical is that, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about levels of math and numbers that are almost impossible for people except computer scientists and heavy mathematicians to understand. The point that we're going to get to is, look, we're not trying to get lost in detail, but we're going to share tonight the ramifications of what this means. So, you know, I'll read 1D. This means that the new Chinese quantum computer does 1, and you'll see 18 plus 6 plus 18, or 42 instructions per second, followed by 42 zeros. That's a lot of zeros. And the electricity used by the Willow quantum computer and the new Chinese quantum computer is about the same. So you can see how much more efficient the Chinese computer is. Now, this is really critical. Most important nuclear reactor development is not one going to the moon, but rather a small nuclear reactor which will be able to power a whole town and its factories, and it fits in a building about 100 feet by 100 feet. What that is basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, and China is building 10 nuclear reactors, and it's a big deal because it takes a lot of power. As you increase the computing speed, you increase the power consumption and heat. And to solve the heat issue, both China and Russia are moving supercomputers to the moon. And we'll get to that. You know, it's not like Jackie Gleason saying, to the moon, Alex. Not Alex, Alice. I mean, one of Jackie Gleason's, that dates me, but one of his famous statements, he used to go, to the moon, Alice.
And
I remember that too. Now, here is something critical. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all verifiable. It's OSINT, open source intelligence. Unfortunately, it doesn't apply to Washington, D.C., in my opinion. China has the world's fastest wind tunnel, which is able to maintain up to a Mach 30 wind flow over the model under test. This allows very rapid development of hypersonic planes as well as hypersonic missiles and ICBMs. An ICBM is an intercontinental ballistic missile. Now, in order to understand that, the amount of power it takes to power that wind tunnel is off the charts. It's a huge demand on power. Now, listen to this. China also also, let's see, has their own high-precision 64-bit math classical supercomputers, which are 5 exaflops compared to the USA, 1.7 exaflops, and China has about 12 of those computers spread around the country. Japan is working on a classical supercomputer, which is 1,000 exaflops in speed, supposed to be finished in 2028. Now, this is critical that people understand this. It is so problematic. Assuming World War III has not destroyed Japan or a monetary collapse destroyed Japan by then, China's working on both classic supercomputers and quantum computers to put into orbit to process the information collected by the sensors on the orbiting space platform so that the communication link to Earth does not limit the precision of the information collected by their new orbiting platforms. Again, by moving their quantum computers into space dock, they take care of the cooling problem. And that's one of the biggest things, power consumption and cooling of the not only supercomputers, but quantum computers is very, very problematic. Now, Eric, if you would, please put up the Japanese article, because I want to share something about Japan, because it's very important that people understand a point I'm going to make about Japan. Okay. Japan, we're going 1,000 times beyond the U.S. That's not bragging. Japan unleashes plan for a supercomputer so powerful it could redefine global tech dominance. In a bold move to assert its dominance in the realm of high-performance computing, Japan has announced plans to develop Fujaku Next, a $750 million supercomputer project aimed at surpassing all existing benchmarks and redefine the future of scientific research. But here's the big buzzword, artificial intelligence. And I'm on record, Doug, as stating there is no such thing as artificial intelligence. All intelligence would be based on it would be based on spiritual entities. It would be based on communication. And, you know, this isn't just a math formula. I believe that we're watching the very system that basically Lucifer will use as he unleashes it on the earth. It will be so seductive, so problem-free that everybody won't have to think anymore. I mean, what's better than the minds of Americans who watch an endless, mindless group of sports events? And, you know, how about this, an endless stream of soap operas? I mean, or Jeopardy for the last 20 years and you know all the answers. It's folly to think that we can somehow escape this. And I want to make it clear, in my opinion, AI, which is already proven with Google's Willow chip, the existence of multiple dimensions. The multiple dimensions are speaking back through the Willow chip in symbols, in ancient mythology, and literally, in some cases, literal voices. And the people that are involved on a close basis of this, it's freaking them out. Michio Kaku, the white-haired theoretical physicist, in my opinion, the smartest physicist in the world at this point.
He used to be on with Art Bell all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and he is the epitome, and he literally was tearing up. We played his segment before on your show, but I think what's problematic, I use that term a lot, is that people cannot relate technology to how it's going to not better their life, but contain their life. And if you look at a dollar bill, order out of chaos, this is the missing link in understanding all the global politics, all the wars, all the advanced technology, it's all designed for the C word, control, and for the E word, extinction, because we're watching the extinction protocols now of all humanity. So when they say order out of chaos, that just means their new world order will come out and arise out of the global chaos. And you can't have, for instance, today, you can't have the British Prime Minister and the President of France having a group hug, and they're going to take on Russia. People don't realize Russia lost 27 million people during World War II. And, you know, they think, here is the assumption, and I've been told this from military, Russia never used their nuclear weapons. That has to be the most foolish, assumptive, denial, problematic, lack of intelligence I've ever heard. Because we're the ones, remember Victoria Nuland and others, that whatever her name was it Virginia May that was prime minister for a month or whatever? They were given high, and I don't know if it's Virginia May, but whoever the female interim prime minister was, she and Nuland got caught on the phone, and they were giving each other high fives for blowing up the pipeline, you know, that was, they couldn't escape it. I mean, Russian intelligence is good. Man, they had both sides of the word and, you know, both sides of conversation. And now we're seeing people that cannot be considered sane, in my opinion, wanting to initiate global nuclear war in which billions will die, not millions, billions, in order for the political agenda, which is the New World Order. And fancy way, bottom line, easy way, that's the rule of Antichrist, who takes the place of Jesus Christ to rule and dominate for 42 months. And as Pastor Langford showed there, and I agree with this even before I ever met Pastor Langford, there's no 7-year tribulation. It's times, times and a half. Jesus had 3.5 years to minister. And as I always said, God does not give the devil twice what he put his son on earth. 3.5 years. So in essence, that is what we're up against. We are up against supernatural, I mean this, evil intelligences. These are entities. These are not, you know, just some kind of a force that's evil. The hardest, and I'm going to do it, you know, if God will bring them on, I'm going to challenge the very basis of the American defense posture or lack thereof. Because the bottom line is Russia and China are 20 to 30 years ahead of us in hypersonic missiles. And I give you the other list of how fast China builds submarines and how fast they build aircraft carriers and how fast they build everything? I don't know that I did. But suffice it to say, yeah, and this is good. Thank you. Doug, you want to read this or you want me to read it?
Hang on 1 second here. Let me see if I can pull this up. I can read this. China has developed and deployed a boost glide Mach 24 MIRV ICBM that can that has 16 MIRV warheads on each ICBM. And in distance can cover any place on Earth from the silos in China. So I'm let's take that, if you don't mind. So we've got China developing and deploying a boost glide Mach 24 MIRV ICBM.
And if you want to do the math, ladies and gentlemen,
wow,
you know, that's like 17,000 plus miles an hour. Just do 750 times 24 to get the number. Now, a MIRV is an important term. That stands for Multiple Independent Re-entry Vehicle. In other words, these MIRV warheads don't just basically end up, you know, just reaching the highest point of the arc and then falling using gravity. These are independently targetable reentry vehicles. There is no anti-ballistic missile system that the West possesses that can intercept those. None.
So for every one, just reading this again. So for every one of those boost glide Mach 24, there are 16 warheads on each one.
Yeah.
They can independently strike anywhere. Yep. They're programmed to.
Yep.
Okay.
And I want to make this clear. The United States has not fired a missile from our silos for 40 years. Maybe 40 couple. We take the missiles out of the silo, we move them to Vandenberg and fire them from the West Coast, and they go down the Pacific Missile Theater range into Kwajalein. There's a target area there.
You throw a coat of turtle wax on them and go ahead.
Yep. But in essence, we don't have reusable intercontinental ballistic missile silos. We don't. They're one-time use. So I want this next point to really drive home. I have an interesting history in understanding this. That's all I'll say. China also has a high-intensity chemical explosive, which is an explosive ability able to match the blast of a nuclear weapon without any radioactive fallout. Now, that's a big statement. So what we're seeing, and just do the math, if you can use the equivalent of nuclear weapon and use it on any area you want to take over, take down, or take out, and you don't have to worry about residual radiation and nuclear fallout, that will be the weapon of choice. And just like Russia has kinetic energy weapons. Now, it's interesting. It is not totally, there you go. Read that, Doug, as small as a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah, it's not totally as small as a hydrogen bomb, but it is small enough that the Chinese bombers can deliver up to four of these bombs, which each have the blast power of a 5-megaton nuclear weapon. Yeah, badabadoo.
Yeah, go ahead on the next one.
All right. China also has nuclear submarines, which are ultra quiet, and China is making two of these submarines per month. The total time start to finish to build one submarine is 9 months. Kind of like, well, never mind. So this means that the Chinese shipyard building these submarines has many submarines that they are working on every day and completing two each month, a total of 18 submarines in progress in the shipyard. Okay.
Yep.
And by the way, I just want to say this. The chances of being able to find a nuclear submarine out there in the waters is pretty non-existent. Just saying. Okay. Unless you have information to the contrary, Steve.
That's a good statement.
Okay. All right.
The black hole submarines, the Russian black hole submarines, have surfaced alongside the aircraft carrier. They've stayed long enough on the surface that everybody could see them. And I'm sure that there was a case of Montezuma's revenge on the poop deck, pun intended. The bottom line is, and then those submarines disappeared and they could not be tracked. They could not be tracked. And again, this is important. The USA is only able to build one submarine every 2 to 3 years, which tells us this is important. The US is behind the eight ball and will never catch up with China unless massive resources are put to work building new shipyards, thousands of people building submarines. But we don't have the raw materials to do that. And now this is going to blow everyone's mind. Of the 155-millimeter artillery shells, China's making 9,000 per month, and the USA is struggling to make that many in a year.
900,000 per month.
Yeah, well, let's just call it a million. You know, 12 million, the U.S. can't do that in a year. Now, the reason I want to do this podcast, and thank you, Doug, tonight, because there are people wanting to go to war in the United States government with China, Russia, and Iran at the same time. Yep. It couldn't have been more folly unless it's put into the context of understanding they are Luciferians and they want to destroy humanity because they get their boost in Luciferian points by how many people they kill. And I think it's important for this last point, too. In air defenses, missiles to load into the air defense system, USA is only able to build about 124 Patriot missiles per year at a cost of $4 million per missile. China is building 150 air defense missiles per month, and their cost is about $300,000 per missile. And if you do the math, and we just said that we gave to what, Zelensky, another 20 of our Patriot missiles, and that was one-fifth of our existing armament. So in essence, I think we are watching just total insanity, and you cannot put it in a political context. You cannot put it even in a military context. You can only put it in the supernatural evil spirit realm. And look, I can make that claim. I see the symbols. We decipher what they're saying, even to the point of saying, we know you know our language, but there's nothing you can do to stop us. And the answer is, that's true, we can't stop you, but Jesus will stop you at the time it's going to happen. But we, ladies and gentlemen, we've got 42 months. In my opinion, that starts officially when day one after the first nuclear war. Nuclear war will be over in 1 to 3 hours, not the ramifications, but the actual battles will be won. Go ahead, if you would, Doug, read the next two.
Okay. China is making more fighter jets per month than the U.S. is making F-35 jets per year. So think about that. That's a wow. All right. China expects to lose jets during any war. The U.S. is depending on their more superior design and construction to help them lose fewer jets in a war situation. History proves that the country who is able to build most weapons and munitions and warplanes will win. Just look at World War II. During World War II, the U.S. was cranking out bombers in a Ford plant in Michigan. One new bomber finished, ready to fly to Europe or the Pacific every 55 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until the end of the war. Wow. And it should be noted that each bomber had almost 2 million parts in it. 2 million. And each one has was hand-assembled, no robots to help do the job. So to be blunt, the U.S. has forgotten history and has lost the will to follow God and gotten lazy and so on. So, yep, the USA is about to lose everything.
And the only context you can put that in is it's designed to lose everything, including human lives. And when I started in the nuclear task I started almost 40 years ago, it was to try and make the point that the United States has no civil defense for the civilians. Russia had a thing, and I can't even pronounce it, MPVO, Mama Papa Victor Oscar. And what is interesting, Russia, and I said this, I mean this, President Putin loves the Russian people more than Biden hated the American people. And I believe that without civil defense, that nuclear war is winnable. And especially with the new explosives, those are binary explosives. Those are genius level. And look, we're the ones. Imagine the Shua reverse, a nation was saying, we're going to come in and we're going to blow the hell out of the United States. And each one of us who are in the make war on the USA is going to be in control, Doug, of one state. That's what we said to Russia. The United States started the whole nuclear war talk, and with treacherous mouthpieces like Lindsey Graham, Victoria Nuland, and others, we don't have the throw weight. I think the biggest now functional placed nuclear weapon in the U.S. arsenal is 1.2 megatons. But our standards are in the kilotons. 1,000 tons versus 1,000,000 tons explosive power. So in essence, ladies and gentlemen, those who have been elected in the United States have intentionally destroyed us. And it goes right back to George Bush Sr., who gave the Red Chinese the neutron bomb plans with the inventor of it, Sam Cohen, who I became friends with. He was on all of, 2 years with me on various times, and he was there when that happened. So eyewitness from the guy that invented the neutron bomb, and others who would come on and tell us what was going on. But Doug, you know this, until it becomes real to someone else, I'm or you or anybody's a conspiracy theorist. Well, where's your evidence? Well, how about hypersonic missiles? So when President Putin said this and showed it, whether it's the Kinzhal missiles, whether it's any of the hypersonic missiles that Russia or the Reshnik or any of the others, they demonstrated, they launch them out of subs, they launch them out of silos, they launch them. We have not done so because all of our testing in the nuclear arena is computer simulations, and that's not a good thing. So we're going to break into a new subject matter because I want everyone to understand, I don't believe any truth comes out of Washington. I don't believe any truth comes out of politicians, whether the small or big. I don't believe anything comes out of Washington spokesmen or spokeswomen except to challenge the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, the nation that lies dies. And so now let's segue into what's happening in Texas and 24 other states.
All right. So it's just past the top of the hour, Steve. Just hold one second. You folks are listening to the Hagmann Report. It is the 10th day of July, 2025. It's Thursday. Going to be dark tomorrow. And then, of course, announcement earlier today for those joining us for this hour. The announcement earlier is that next week it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the shows and for the foreseeable future due to things that I really can't control. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be our show days. And Monday and Friday will be dark. Just letting everyone know, and we appreciate your patience and appreciate your understanding and appreciate you following us. And those days are going to be absolutely important, especially Thursday with Steve, like tonight. So please pay attention. Don't be an information collector. Process the information. Use it for your what you need to use it for. Your plans. Your understanding of current events. All right, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and Renaissance Precious Metals. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I want everyone, and Eric, please put it up. You've heard me and Mike Adams and Doug and others talk about the escape zone, and especially what are called Faraday bags or cell blocking bags. The cell phone becomes the ultimate tracking device. And ladies and gentlemen, any of you who are going to head to the hills for when you think it's time, you cannot take your cell phone with you. That is going to cost you your life. And I want to share this. This is the bigger version. It's kind of the briefcase. Some women use this, and these are available at theescapezone.com. And anybody who doesn't have their cell phone or their satellite in an EMP-proof bag, and this is what I'm trying to get through to everyone, Doug, this needs this, or the smaller version, and they're all available at the Escape Zone. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have the different product numbers. Thank you, Eric. And the different, I'm sorry, not product numbers, but product devices or illustrations. And it's critical because when we put up the next article, Eric, about Stingray technology, I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, escapezone.com. I talked to Tina today, one of the owners, major owners of the satellite phone store, and she said, all of a sudden, Steve, people are wanting these in a panic, and it's going to be interesting to see. And again, I just want to show you something. You know, I use the briefcase one, but this material in here is what is the RF blocking material. And there's a procedure in it. Not only do you put it in, but you have to cover the seams, and they make that easy for you to do. And there are women. Greg Hunter's wife carries this as a purse. And anyone who has an electronic key fob, you're going to need to put it in there. We've talked about, you know, ad nauseum. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the Escape Zone, or you can go to darkbags.com, and you can get any of these, I would say this, the different size carriers. Some men like the briefcases, women like the purses, and I like the one that'll hold a computer because it holds my pistol. It holds my satellite phone, and it holds my cell phone. Although, I got to tell you, people are saying, why don't you ever carry a cell phone? I said, because I'm waiting for the correct time to blow it up with my Benelli 12 gauge and put it into 1,000 pieces. And I will film it, okay? If you have a satellite phone, sat123.com, it is difficult to track. And now, they've come out, the satellite phone store Escape Zone, they've got three different names, but they've got bivy bags, big ones that you can even put your, go down to the very bottom, Eric.
And folks, at HagmanPI.com is the link to darkbags.com and all the links at HagmanPI.com as well as SteveQuayle.com. Go ahead, sir.
Well, they've got two really neat new products, heavy-duty Faraday duffel bag, and that's very cool. I got two of them coming for myself, and a heavy-duty Faraday bag for solar panels. Now, I want to correct something, and I may have given them the wrong impression. You need as many solar panels as you can. They don't power the whole house, but if you have an 1,800-watt solar generator, the more panels you have, that's only for charging the solar generator, thank you, Scott. But if I ever said that you can power your whole house, that's not accurate. I have said over and over that you have to power your refrigerator, especially when it comes very obvious to everybody that, gee, those guys were really telling us the truth. There's no more food. And at that point, I believe the Civil War kicks into high gear, because with everyone not recognizing what's going on, and the last thing you want to have is a hell phone. And Eric, if you would, forgive me, go to darkbags.com or, escapezone.com or sat123.com, and the bigger duffel bags are selling like hotcakes. And you, every one of us, if you're watching on a computer, you can put your laptop in it. You can put your desktop in it. They're nicely sized. And I want everyone to basically recognize something, that we are in a war right now, declared on Russia, declared on China, declared on Iran, and we're going to lose the power grid. And that's exclusive of all the people. God bless our American brothers and sisters that are in Texas, that are in New Mexico. They're people who are losing power, losing their lives. And ladies and gentlemen, please understand this. Your most important investment is in your freezer or your refrigerator, depending on where you keep your food. Canned goods don't need to be refrigerated. Dry goods, if they're in plastic buckets with oxygen absorbers, and I used to have one of the biggest companies in the United States that did that around the year 2000, 2002. And I mean, I'm just telling you.
Fire that back up again, Steve. I think we're going to need it.
Yep. Well, I'm Doug. There are great companies and there are bad companies. Make sure that you, and I wish Bob Griswold were still with us. He passed away, what, a year ago. But let me share this. You don't want a 40-pound bag of sugar with back straps on it. That's not survival, That's basically not only rotting teeth, but blood sugar problems. You want real calories. You want protein. Protein will be critical. The plants, even in prison camps, if you get bread and water, you're getting carbohydrates, but you're not getting protein. Without protein, your brains will go rot. I can tell you stories of mind control religious cults, from what they've told me and from what I observed in a major one up in the part of the country where I am, Bozeman, Montana, that the thing they wanted to do was lower the protein content of their daily diet. Yep. Now, same thing. Doug, just let me say one more thing. I'll hand it right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The power generators, Erica, would you put those up? These are selling out. And I want everyone to know they're called EcoFlow, ECCOFLOW. I have three of them. And the reason I have them is because I have a refrigerator freezer. I have a separate freezer. And, you know, when you have frozen food, it becomes very problematic. And if you look at what's on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the more power, the more solar panels, the more your ability to collect the sun and turn into current and store it in the device, the little device on the right. Yeah, and so it's right here, your screen right. That is an auxiliary battery that goes on the top of the main unit, and there's no harm to being prepared. Now, what I personally carry, and I don't mind telling everybody this, I carry one of the EcoFlows, in my truck. I have a fiberglass tonneau cover, and I have the the Starlink portable dish, and I can just just put it on my tonneau cover. I have on my phone, this is cool, if I can do this, this is about the limit of it, I have my Starlink app, and all you got to do is turn the dish. You don't need anybody to, this is the Starlink, right? I'm sorry.
Okay, there Starlink. It is.
Can you see it?
Yep.
And so all you do is turn the dish, and you got like a very cool target, and once it comes in, it'll say locked, and you can take it anywhere with you in the country. Now, I want everyone to understand that sat123.com is selling complete Starlink packages, and now here's where Starlink becomes important. The average cell tower is going to be, it's going out of commission. If you've got a satellite phone, you can go satellite to satellite. You can still stay informed. If you want to tap into websites, the Starlink, the portable system's amazing. And basically the router and the Bluetooth is, you know, all in one unit. And you can sit in your car or your truck, and you're seeing it on the left. They have the best package deals, even better than Starlink proper. And you can have your sat phone. I believe in redundancy. I'm not trying to spend anybody's money. But any of you guys who are gold traders, silver traders, remember, the rest of the world values gold not in the same value that the U.S. does. The U.S. dollar can go to zero, which it's going to do, but you can get information in real time. That's the only way I'm going to be able to get my subscribers to the Q Files, and also the Q Files, and also our private briefings. That's the purpose. I want to be able to get information to them. And Scott and my team, when I say my team, it pretty much is shortwave ham operators that are going to focus all, and not focus, but collect all the data from shortwave. Because, ladies and gentlemen, during World War II, if it wasn't for the shortwave broadcast, people would not be able to know when there was going to be a major battle. And it was the ham operators, amateur radio, that kept pretty much everybody informed across the ocean. And what's astonishing, Doug, is that I don't know any greater redundancy than a Starlink receiver. Again, you're powering it off your solar cells that are charging your generator. And it, again, this is the solar cells are to recharge your generator. And so the generator is a big deal with the batteries. I just showed it, or Eric showed it to you on the screen. And it's satellite123, sat123.com, beready123.com. And there are some amazing deals that the satellite phone store, Escape Zone, and darkbag.com are offering. So, ladies and gentlemen, how long, if I asked each of you, how long as you see things getting crazier and crazier, and humanity becoming lazier and lazier, how long do you think these people can hold it together, the ones that are promising you everything and giving you nothing, but they take it all away? And how long do you think you can last, I can last? Look, I believe we do the possible. Here's something I want to make clear. From the time I started in the prep movement, and it was in direct obedience to the Lord, when I was fortunate enough to see him face to face, and he told me he was going to give me a Joseph's ministry. And a Joseph's ministry was always preparing the people who would listen for the times that would come that would be bad. And you know, I am making no apologies for it. And that's what I've spent a half a century doing, you know? So it's important, I think, for people to understand, you do the possible and God will do the impossible. One of the beautiful stories about the most amazing prepper, you know, in the New Testament was the mother of the little boy that she gave, you know, bread and fish to, that was on the mount when Jesus was preaching and the people were hungry. People didn't come prepared. Jesus was speaking, yet the mother sent her son with bread and fish up the mount, and she assumed he might not be back in time to eat. So she sent him, if you will, a packed lunch. Out of that packed lunch, Jesus took it, lifted it up to heaven, and 5,000 people got fed, and there was leftovers. But there's also, most people don't know this, knowing did it to do the 5,000, Jesus fed 4,000 too. And the disciples were questioning him, and Jesus said, I'm paraphrasing, you know, did you not see the 5,000? Did you not see the 4,000? I didn't know the 4,000 until a couple months ago. I knew the 5,000. I've quoted that for years. But it's important, everyone, you do the possible. And if you've got a loaf of bread, then lift it up to heaven and thank God. Lord, I thank you. This is how I say my grace. I do. If I've got a sandwich, you know, I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, probably not the best breakfast, but in my world, it tastes good. And, you know, hold it up in your hand. And I'm not being silly, Doug. The Lord himself gave me that sandwich, you know, and
well, he gave you the means to get the sandwich.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Which, yeah.
Go ahead.
And you know, the story you just told, you related about the 5,000, that was the first Bible story that I remember my mother telling me when I was a young child. And to me, that's so important because my mom told me, again, I must have been 10, 11, whatever, that God will help those who help themselves, or essentially prepare, you know. So there's a biblical reason, I think, behind what you were saying, and holding up a sandwich and saying, you know, thanking God for the food. Don't we often, maybe this is a Catholic thing, but don't we often say, you know, thank you, Lord, for the food which we are about to receive? I mean, it's through God that we are taking in nourishment, and you know, we have to thank him for that opportunity. Now, of course, not for the red dye 40 and all that stuff, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, and again, you know, I want people to understand, if you have hot water in the morning, one of my favorite things is to go in and get a washcloth and put as hot a water as I can on my eyes to wake up, because before sometimes I go on Doug's show or my own, I got to go get a handful of cold water and just splash, you know. It shocks my system. It kind of resets. But when you take a shower, and I love showers, it's where God in his mercy, I shut up, I relax, and he's given me some of the most remarkable stuff. Two of my books were given to me in the shower, Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, and Tears, an Ocean of Emotion. I didn't sit and pray about it. I was meditating on the Lord, thanking him for it, and bingo, I got it, you know. And I've heard people, what are the giants going to come in your shower and flush you down the drain? No, but with that attitude, my guess is you'll end up an hors d'oeuvre for a hungry giant. Because see, here's the deal. Sarcasm, maybe non-fattening, but it also accelerates your early exit from the earth. And you better make sure your heart, because again, I tell everybody, Doug, my last words always will be this. It's not enough to say, yeah, I know Jesus. Does Jesus know you? Is there a relationship there? You know, the Lord himself tells about, well, many will come to him in that day saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we do all these things in your name? The power's in the name of Jesus. But Jesus say, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness. I never knew you. And again, that's a, go ahead. That's a powerful.
Can I ask, now this is an interesting interaction here. Okay. I want to ask you something, Steve, because somebody wrote this. Let us know how praying over your genetically contaminated food works out. Now, let's take that as a well-meaning question, okay, first. Praying over your food, I mean, God has limitless power, correct? I mean, obviously correct. Is there something, what do you make of that statement? I'm just curious.
Well, I think I know where they're coming from. With all the genetic modified distortions on what used to be edible food, no matter what, you know, I mean, it's not that you're asking God to bless, you know, a cyanide-laden peanut butter and jelly sandwich or some form of genetically altered yuck burger. And by the way, if you're buying that stuff, I would advise you not to. Read the labels. But, Doug, when that happens, and I mean this, if all of us are subject to temptation, you know, somebody will come along that will press your buttons. I must have 1,000 buttons. But what I'm learning, and that's not an understatement, what I'm learning is this. It's not them that needs to respond correct, or they wouldn't be pushing my buttons. But how I respond is the key. And I think it's important. The genetic question is this. I literally cover my genetic makeup. I'm not making this up, pun intended. I cover it with the blood of Jesus. Lord, I say grace. I'm not going to pray over a plate of cyanide and expect God to save me. And I'm not going out to hold rattlesnakes in some screwball, and it is screwball, religious ceremony. And then the next thing you know, they're carting the pastor out, you know, in a pine box and with his pallbearers. And gee, that was one snake that, you know, maybe he didn't handle. So it is an absurdity. And here's something I want everyone to remember. The attitude of gratitude is easier to adopt when you realize, doesn't matter if you're a millionaire, billionaire, or you're just paying bills. Everything we have is a gift from God. A man has nothing except he receive it from above. And the war against God's creation and everything God saw when he created it was good. The milk and the honey that the land flowed with wasn't genetically altered milk. It wasn't, you know, manipulated honey. But now they're killing everything. And if people can get this in mind, everything that God created and saw is good. The devil, through his mouthpieces, through his brain pieces, they're trying to destroy everything. What they're doing genetically, but ultimately, Doug, they're targeting human beings for accelerated termination. And that's what they're all up to. That's what they're all up to, because you and I were peons. And by the way, who just said that? Oh, I know. Peter Thiel, I think he said we're peons and
plebes. We're plebes.
Yeah. And yeah. I think it was Larry Ellison. Anyway, their attitude is, you know, we're expendable. But I think what everyone needs to understand, I just read an article, and I hope everyone read this, it was by Peter Thiel, and he's talking about Armageddon. He's talking about biblical prophecy, and he's pressing for the ultimate spy oh, what would you say? Orchestrated plan, plant, what is it? Plantier? Yeah, Planatir, or maybe
Planeteer.
Yeah, Planeteer. And, you know, the thing is, by the time those guys get done, there will be no planet here. But, you know, and the Planeteer came from The Hobbit and the Eye of Sauron. I want to share with you the private briefings, that is by subscription only, I think is the most profound. And look, I used to take probably, with no exaggeration, $5,000 a year worth of Howard Ruff's and International Money Line and Doug Casey, who I think is one of the smartest people alive, and he puts out The International Man. But I read them all, took them all. But I got to tell you, private briefings is different. We have contributors from all over the world that are subscribers, and they're saying, how do you guys do it? And my answer is always the same. By the grace of God, He will allow us to present the information. There's nothing like it in the world. Those of you who get it, okay, thank you. That $150 a year, I guarantee there's nothing like it. Have you ever seen anything like it, Doug?
No, and I'm a big proponent for this. Again, folks, please don't be collectors of information. You take the information, like in private briefings, and I'm a big proponent of private briefings, the information there, and you use it to advance your position or protect your position. I'm telling you, there's nothing else like it. And hell, I'll give you your money back if you don't like it. So, okay. Well, and I don't have stock in it, or I don't have any interest in it.
And you don't need to do that, Doug, but let me share this. I have nothing to gain by embellishing it, but you have everything to gain, especially your lives. When one of the greatest revelations I ever received from the Lord Jesus Christ is when He showed me what the word meant, get thee behind me, Satan. That means follow after. So I know that this is a God-placed timetable of His, of information. And by the way, this is not an atheistic, agnostic. This is basically those who contribute to this. I'm one of them. Darren's one of them. Geisinger, a science guy, you know, is the editor emeritus. And I can't even begin to tell you how many people flow into this by different avenues of intel. I have been on talk radio for, I'm not bragging, it's just true, 35, 40 years. And the reason I don't know the exact, because 5 years before I had my own show, starting in Johnstown, Colorado, I was on everybody's show, you know, as whatever reason. I was a good interview, and I didn't bore people to death. Let me just leave it at that. But it blossomed. So when Jesus said, I want to make this thought complete, get thee behind me, that means follow after me. Wherever the Lord goes, the devil will come to rob the seed of faith. Even tonight, there'll be people that were touching their hearts, Doug, and the devil will come and say, Quayle's crazy. You know, Hagman's lost his screw. Well, we may have lost a screw, but they're screwed with every form of hardware screw. If you've ever seen a hardware store, man, they got whatever shelves or drawers of screws. I mean, they got every kind of screw except the ones that are loose in New York City, and that's the next New York City crazy screws. And I'm talking screws in a hardware store, just so there's no hidden meaning. But we're watching, Doug, we're watching the complete abandonment of our God-given discernment, of our God-given common sense. What happens? Somebody asked the question, what happens when common sense is no longer common? My answer to that is you're destroyed by those who will manipulate your thinking because you chose not to think anymore. And that's my whole complaint with ChatGPT. And by the way, we've told everybody this, the AI programs, there's nothing artificial about them. They are sinister. They are touching multi dimensions. And the average person who will read Ephesians 6, where we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, has no clue what that means, because all technology is headed towards the mind of the beast, the mark of the beast, and the control of the beast. At the end of the day, Doug, everything we get and all of the program mind control of the biggest TV stations or, you know, all these people that are blah, blah, blah. And where's the truth? Where's the truth? 1 minute we're told that there's 14 terabytes of pretty sick stuff by Roger Stone and Pam Bondi. And now we're being told by, and I'm so disappointed, in Dan Bongino and in Kash Patel. Somebody, here's how it works, everyone. When the powers that be in the intelligence agencies of the West get together, the number one thing they threaten with is exposure of perversions. Pedophiles are perverts. They basically threaten the person first, and then they threaten the family. Boy, Doug, do you and I know that? You know,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so the thing that I want everyone to recognize is this. If someone changes their story midstream and they absolutely reverse themselves, you know, I'm just saying this, they've been manipulated, they've been threatened, or they basically have been told, you want to keep your job, shut up, you know?
But Steve, you mentioned Bongino and you mentioned Patel and Bondi. For the record, I'm just going to say this. I don't believe Bondi's going to be there 3 months from now. I could be wrong, but I've been hearing some rumblings. But okay. But here's my question to you. All right. What the hell? Okay. What the hell happened? If you've got Dan Bongino, for example, who I used to watch his show every day and listen to his radio show every day. And he was out there saying, look, I'll always be honest with you. I'm going to bring the truth to you. And then he looks like he's being held hostage on one of the interviews, equivocating on the list as well as the assassination attempts and all that. I mean, multiple subjects. And now they're saying, okay, no one was ever blackmailed. There was no blackmail operation. The list, and I don't like that word list because it doesn't, no, it's not a list. It's multiple documents that tell a story of criminality and perversion. But how do you explain? Was Bongino always sticking it up our ass ends or what?
No, I don't believe he was. But here's what everyone has to understand. If that's all untrue, then Ghislaine Maxwell should be released immediately. Amen.
Yes, yes.
And if that's all true, why did Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine's father, end up being murdered, who was tied in with Israeli intelligence? And how is it, Doug, that 14 terabytes of sickos doing really sick things to little kids? And by the way, so did Fauci. Fauci killed, what, 800 or 900 little black kids and buried him in a mass grave?
In That's the 80s and 90s. Yes, yeah. And people, folks, boy, I tell you what, give me, yes, Steve, you're exactly right. I mean, read, look, I stood at the graveyard in New York, Cecilia Farber, people might know that name, uncovered the truth about what Fauci did with children, not in Africa, but in the U.S., and primarily minorities. And I stood at the graveyard that she found where the mass graves were. And it was cut. Go ahead, Steve.
You know, and I this is what I wrestled with the Lord Jesus in the night. I'm not contrary to him, but I'm asking the Lord, how, Lord, can your people stay silent? There's no greater crime in the universe that Jesus went into specific detail on what their judgment would be than the infanticide, which I call nothing more than the Molochian rituals, Moloch. How is it, Lord, that your people don't even care? Where did the children of Maui go? Where do the children go? They're sold into sex slavery. Eyewitnesses, and when the eyewitnesses have too much evidence, they get, you know, or something happens to them. Doug, I can tell you this. What I believe happened to them, I believe they were threatened. Their families were threatened. And I believe, you know, you want to keep your job, keep your mouth shut. And look, Elon Musk knows exactly who's, and I would say this, I hate the list too. A better word is the video recording of some of the most murderous and some of the most hideous mass murders of innocent blood in the world.
Amen.
The world.
And the other thing, too, we don't have to see the evidence. I mean, in other words, we don't have to see the pornographic side of things. All that's needed, Steve, is to have some appoint someone, and I would not want that job, but appoint someone, a commission, perhaps, people of integrity to review the evidence. And 14 terabytes, Steve, I said this before. I have helped with prepare indictments with so much less. If you have got 14 terabytes of video, photographs, documents, and such, I guarantee you, you can eke out 1, 2, 12, or 1,000 indictments without, you know, moving from your chair. But why isn't it being done, my friend?
Well, because it's going to touch the most powerful people in the world. And I think what General Mike Flynn, by the way, there's nobody in my opinion who would be better suited for the director of national intelligence or even the CIA than Mike Flynn. Look, he used to be so good at what he did. That's why the demon rats, that's why the lying scum had to besmirch his name. And, you know, I don't hear Trump ever saying, you know, thank you, Mike Flynn. And ladies and gentlemen, he made the statement that if there are no prosecutions, we know what that means. The fact that Fauci, and I'm on record, and I think Laura Logan got axed from Fox for saying this, but I was on record as saying what Dr. Fauci has done will make the greatest mass murders in history seem like child's play, in my opinion. And I called him, step-grandchild or great-great-grandchild of Dr. Mengele, and I called it Mengele madness. Doug, the intelligence agencies of the world are an extra governmental concern. They don't need budget money. Good night. They invest in the biggest, most explosive companies in the world, whether it was Microsoft, whether it was Amazon. They took, it's a matter of public record, they invested money. They don't need congressional oversight. As a matter of fact, they oversee Congress. So what's happened? There is no justice in the land, you know? And instead of King Jesus, they wanted Saul. And, you know, they wanted a king. And I want to share this with you. Those who have thought that their political savior would save them are going to be the most disappointed, distraught, and disturbed people when everything comes out. Because I'm betting on the word of the Lord. There's nothing that's been hidden that won't be revealed. You know? And ladies and gentlemen, a good example of that is, and look, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but how many prayed, Lord, should I go and get this shot? I'm talking about the CV-19. And the scripture said, woe unto them that lean on the arm of flesh. Where was any discernment? There's a few pastors, brave ones, but pretty much, in my opinion, most of pulpiteers, what a pulpiteer is, I think it's my word, a pulpiteer is a puppeteer that manipulates Christians based on guilt, manipulation, or sexual accommodation. I mean, there's some big name pervert preachers. They step out and then they come back in. One guy, well known, internet, oh, he's on TV. 12 charges of adultery against him from 12 eyewitnesses, women in his church. 12. What, he wants his own sexual disciples? A man like that is hideous. He needs to forfeit the ministry. But Doug, to answer your question, the pulpiteers control, and people don't want to think. You know, the Bible's very clear. Hold on a minute. We're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that knows how to rightly divide the truth. What I love about the Bible, I guess it comes from, I like swords, I mean, a literal sword, is that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. When I read this and my attitude sucks, and I, you know, read about forgiving those who, you know, have done you wrong, and I'm telling you, that cuts me deep. But remember, when you quote the scripture, it'll touch you first, and it'll touch whoever is fighting against the scripture. And, you know, I think this is important. I know no other foundation but Jesus Christ. I know no other ministry except the supernatural. And by the grace of God, I can witness to people when they go, oh, have you ever seen Jesus? I say, yes, a matter of fact, I have. And I can say to them, I fell at his feet as dead, gravity disappeared, and until he lifted me up, I couldn't get up. I even tried doing push-ups. I mean, I couldn't get up. So what I'm saying is this, he is real. He is amazing. He's wonderful. And I'm tired. I'm personally tired of people denigrating the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm personally tired of people mocking God. I'm personally tired of the Satanists, the Luciferian elite, the technocrats. And I'm a sicker than I could. I would flash vomit if I could. I can't vomit on command. But these devils that are doing the most horrible things to children, and you know, and I know, and you don't want to talk about it. It literally physically makes you ill. And God, stand up for the innocent. I'm not saying to God, I'm saying, God, have your people stand up for the innocent. And, you know, it's the famous statement of Solzhenitsyn's. You know, they didn't stand up when they had a chance. Now no one's going to stand up for us when we don't have a chance. I'm telling everyone, the only, and this is a power statement, the only freedoms you're going to have, the only, anything you own, you're only going to be willing to have it as you're willing to speak up and stand up for God. And if you don't, no one will stand up for you. Look, Doug, it's you and Jesus. It's me and Jesus. It's us and Jesus. The three of us, you, I, and Eric, you know, the three of us right now, we have no idea the evil we're standing against. And I'm telling people this. If you want to know what Lucifer's plans are, get a subscription to our Glyph Project. I'm trying to fund it by subscriptions, but it, you know, supercomputer time costs a lot of money, and there's a lot of people working for free. I've never asked anybody to work for free. You've known me for a long time, but we need the relief. I'm not asking or begging for any money. We need somebody that God touches their heart to step up and realize that what they've done, meaning Google, Meta, IBM, NVIDIA and stuff, they're using almost altogether $500 billion, $500 billion. And we started out with less than $1 million. So, I mean, that to put it into perspective, most of that is computer time. And I'm not talking about, I won't go there. I was going to say hyenas that are, you know, trying to charge for all their software. We are with some of the smartest guys in the world. Two of them are child prodigies, okay? Literally child prodigies. And these guys know how to build supercomputers. They know how to cut the heat signature down. And, you know, when I was praying about this, I started this 3 years ago. I said, Lord, my computer skills are throwing my mouse at the wall, which, by the way, I had to buy another mouse. And I remember being on you with a year, and I went through four burnt-out iMacs. You remember that?
I do. Yeah. And I apologize in advance. I apologize for that. Yes.
But anyway.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, here we're in serious times. Michael Snyder just wrote an article. I haven't put it up on my website yet. Eyewitness testimony from Epstein's victim directly contradicts what the government is telling us. I don't remember her name, and I don't agree with her statement. You know, what she's gone through is horrific. A South African lady that was whored out sometimes three times a day, a victim of Epstein, and somehow she has no credibility. And she said this, why is it only us South Africans that are standing up? And I thought, well, I know Laura Logan. I've met her. I think she is the epitome of bravery, of and I mean this, you know, I haven't talked to her in years, but the epitome of bravery and a true investigative reporter. And look how Fox silenced her.
And I think the last time that I spoke with, directly spoke with her, you know, mouth wide, I mean, verbally, was when she was on with you here on this platform. Was that? That was, what, 2 years ago? A year ago?
No, 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, again, the thing is that when they who have power, they want one thing more than power. They want control. They want to have godlike control over the plebs, over the peasants, over the know-nothings, over the unwashed masses, you know, and I think that it's becoming so apparent. It breaks my heart. In Bozeman, Montana, you guys, we have an area, it's on South 19th, big area, commercial area. There's two blocks of homeless people in their cars, in their, you know, in their broken down motor homes, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. And some of those people had real jobs. You know, and I want everyone to understand something. AI is the extermination of the working man. You may need a computer scientist to fix stuff, you know, but AI is going to destroy humanity.
Would you, Steve, I'm sorry, but I need to ask you this. Would you ever use AI for anything? For example, let's say you want to write a new book. Okay. Would you use AI for editing, you know, grammar, nope. Punctuation?
Nope.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And ladies and gentlemen, we use AI, not me, but the smart guys. After they use it, Doug, they have segregated computers, okay? They download in a memory, and before they go back on, they wipe their disks, they wipe their EEPROM. Now, these are smart guys, okay? My only answer is, you know, throwing it up in the air and shooting it with a 12-gauge. But they do it. You know, the right way to military standards, because I don't want my computer infected. I don't.
Yeah, 100%.
So I hope I'm answering your question.
And folks, listen to what Steve is saying. Look, don't willingly go into the AI bucket, okay, because you're not going to come out. It's like the Hotel California, I believe. So, and it's alien intelligence, not artificial. Go ahead, sir.
Well, an alien intelligence, I want to make it clear one more time. Alien infection, alien infestation, and I'm talking about multidimensional entities or personalities. And Doug, you know, of all the prophetic words, or I was going to say prophecies that God gave me 30 years ago, they're on my website. I mean, I would get one like every 3 or 4 years, but the most important one, I can't remember, but I remember parts of it. When the invisible becomes visible and the creatures of men's nightmares take on physical form, and then I'm sorry, but I got a vision of tattoos. And just like the scene in Alien, which is probably one of the grossest scenes in the history of movie making, the alien bursting out of the chest, I saw... Look, I'm sorry, I can't tone this down. I saw the entities of the tattoos bursting forth, and some of the most hideous creatures. Now, I'm not saying all tattoos are bad, okay? I'm just saying that when a person's got a tattoo of Satan on his chest, you know, one of the things, I won't tell you who, you can look it up, most famous rock and roll singers in history has that, you know? And isn't it interesting? Some of the most provocative songs are Sympathy for the Devil. I don't know all of them, but, you know, it was a fascination with the devil. And it's interesting. Every one of the big bands that did that, you know, were incredibly successful. But some of those people that were dedicating their bands to Lucifer, they're dead now. And listen,
and that began, if I can add this, that began really in its current iteration with the hard implementation of the Laurel Canyon, the LSD CIA intelligence community influx back in Southern California during the early to mid 60s. And that's, so what you're saying, it's interesting because what you're saying is that the culture of those songs it's a direct result of really the same infrastructure creatures that we see today, except today, instead of songs, now you're looking at advanced, what would it be? Computing power.
And literally entities, intelligence, communicative entities, and we get it again in the Glyph Project. I told you one of my favorite glyphs, that one of the very first ones translated, is when two of the most famous fallen angels were talking to each other. And I told this, I think, maybe 10 times. And one of them said to the other one, "Did you ever believe it would be this easy to destroy the humans?" I rest my case. The Glyph Report, there's nothing like it. It's not a fortune-telling thing. It's God is telling his people, here's what's coming at you. And I remember the whole Laurel Canyon thing. And I remember, too, even back then, what I'll call tattoo-a-mania, they were using electrical ink, okay?
Yep.
I didn't understand it at that time. I thought, why are they using metallic ink? Why are they using cursed colors? Why are they putting curses on you? Now, not all tattoo artists do that. And look, I'm just saying this. I am not coming down on tattoos. I'm coming down on the subject matter that people portray on their bodies. One of the most nemesistic, that's a nemesis, a new word, people I ever met, one of the most problematic individuals I ever met had a giant a dragon that started at the base of his neck and went down the typical serpentine. And I said, "Why did you get that, James?" That was his first name. He said, "Because my mother was a witch." He meant his mother was a female dog. He said his mother was a witch. And I can tell you, Doug, I told him, "Brother, if you don't," and I did, you know, he claimed to be a Christian. I said, "Man, if you don't repent, you're going to die." And I told the woman, listen, I told
the hand sander out. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I'll just say this. This is the least of the things I ever want to tell anybody. But I looked her in the eye. I had Daryl, my CFO, 6'6". He was there as a witness. And I said, I'll just call her Mary. That's not her name. I said, "Mary, if you guys continue on, you'll be burying the man within 1 year." Doug, to 1 year, he passed away. In 1 year. And why I'm saying that is this. We're on borrowed time, and we either redeem the time through Jesus Christ, or we perish at the time where we denied the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that serious. So if people don't give a you know what, about their souls, and they don't care that, I'll just go to hell with all my friends. No, you won't. There's no camaraderie in hell. There's weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Well, I don't believe in hell because my faith system doesn't account for it." I said, well, then you're calling Jesus a liar.
Man, look, if you believe in a God, if you believe in good, then it stands to reason evil exists. And if you don't believe in hell, I feel bad. I really do. Steve, you're right. We've got about 3.5 minutes left.
Well, here's my pleading with everyone. Nothing you see in the headlines is true. Nothing. Unless it originates from people that have, I'm talking about mainstream, nothing you see controlled by any of the plutocrats, bureaucrats, and lying rats, and demon rats, and zombie cons? Look, you know, when you get people calling for nuclear war against Russia, Russia didn't start that. I'm not a Russian agent. I respect President Putin. You know what true strength is? He's got the wherewithal just to take us out. He demonstrated it, but he hasn't. And when I hear certain presidents of the United States saying, I'm sorry to say it again, but pound the shit out of them or kick the shit out of them. I know that that word is offensive. It means stacked higher in transit so it doesn't blow up. And you know, we do not have the capability. And if I could have 5 minutes with President Trump, I would tell him this: your national security establishment doesn't know what they're talking about. They're not telling you the truth. You're being deceived on America's capabilities. And we got 30,000-pound bunker busters. That's like, can I tell you something? It's like a BB gun going up against, a charging rhino. You're not going to stop it. And the fact that the U.S. military thinks that we are going to have a conventional war. It's going to be over. The war is going to be fought and over in 30 minutes. And if you believe what Dmitry Dudeman was shown, S-H-O-W-N, by the angel of the Lord, if you believe what Henry Groover was shown by the angel of the Lord, if you believe what A.C. Valdez was shown by the angel of the Lord, when you see all of the true men and women of God that had the same vision over 100 years ago, I start paying attention. And it all starts, at least in Dudeman's vision, with civil war. And if people can't figure out, Doug, we are at war. And I'll say this, when the demon rats say, go out and kill, and they're calling for that, kill the MAGA people, or go out and kill the senators or congressmen, ladies and gentlemen, those are war words. And it doesn't get better. And you can't basically click your ruby red slippers together and go back to Kansas. Jesus loves you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you're in sin, repent, ask God to cleanse you. If you don't know Jesus, say, Jesus, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. I have never heard of an honest heart, not a smart aleck, but an honest heart approaching God with that prayer of ever being turned away.
Amen to that. And you know, none of us knows what tomorrow will bring. All we can do is, and we better, in my view. And this is what Steve has taught me really from day one. You hit your knees at night. You pray for, you repent. You pray for salvation. You get closer to Jesus. And you know what? I mean, that's what we have to do, right? Have to do that. And you know, we can have all of this information, but please use it. Take what Steve has given tonight and use it through the private briefings, through the Cliff Project, through all of this. Use it to advance and enhance your position. But above all, seek God. Seek God. We have...